We heard Jesus say in our gospel reading today, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." So we hear this all the time at Mass, and then we give each other peace, and it's awesome. And as the weather begins to warm up and we start turning our eyes to summer, I think one of the big things of peace that is on a lot of our minds is our summer vacations, the things that we're going to be able to go and do and get away from it all, right? And I think that that tells us something about what our culture at least says peace is. We think of it primarily as an absence, right? As kind of a not doing, as a, not having a responsibility, of not dealing with something or perhaps someone. We fantasize about a place and time where we can finally be spared from being bothered or tasked with, insert your personal cross here. Peace is often thought of as getting away from it all, an escape from the grind, the stress, and the annoyances of everyday life. And maybe that's like an aspect of the truth, maybe that's part of what it means to be at peace, but I have to wonder, is this really truly the kind of peace that Jesus is talking about, the kind of peace that he says he's going to give us? Vacations are beautiful things, trust me, I love vacations. But is the Lord's peace merely an absence of activity and stress? And I would say the short answer is no. The Lord offers us that fullness of serenity, even here on earth, that is not contingent on things like the absence of work, of frustrations, or trials. Christ's peace transcends all those things and surpasses them. It's a full and deep peace that he wants to give us. It's a peace that has real substance, and it's not just an absence. He doesn't offer us an escape hatch. He doesn't promise us a numb void. That's what the world wants to give us. He offers us the whole kingdom of God, right? The psalm today said something like, your friends are going to proclaim the glory of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, we believe, is peace with God and with neighbor. The kingdom of God is peace and harmony and communion. That's what he wants to give us, true communion. And that peace is more than just an absence of difficult situations. In fact, true peace usually places us square in the crosshairs of really brutal suffering, the full brunt of pain. As our first reading put it, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. It's necessary for us to undergo hardships to receive the peace that Christ wants to give us. And this aligns with a quote that I recently stumbled upon by St. Jose Maria Escriva. He describes peace as, he's asked the question, what is peace? And then he goes on to say, peace is something intimately associated with war. And that's like the last thing we think of when we think of peace. But he says, peace is something intimately associated with war, because peace is the result of victory. Peace demands of me a constant struggle. Without the struggle, I'll never be able to have peace. That's what he says. And I love that line, peace is the result of victory. Therefore, to attain the quality of peace that Jesus is offering us, the peace that surpasses all understanding, as Paul puts it, we must enter into absolute war with everything that doesn't want us to receive the kingdom of God. We have to be in absolute war with every empty promise that the world gives us that sends us into that numb escapism. And that this is like the proper, deeper understanding of peace, not as that absence, but as the result of a victory. And then we can ask the question, well, what is the victory? Like, it seems like things are still messed up. I don't see much peace in the world. But the victory that we're talking about is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Peace was the first thing out of his mouth when he showed himself alive. Peace be with you. So when we hear in today's gospel our Lord say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you, we immediately connect that phrase with resurrection, right? Because that's what he said to us right after he was raised from the dead. But what he's saying there is, my peace will pass through the grave. My peace is one that death can't contain. My peace is one that sin has no power over. And all of this is for your benefit. This is for you to lay claim of this same peace, the peace of being known and loved unconditionally by God, ultimately. It's a peace that abides. It's a peace that the world cannot give. Even in the middle of all the pain and all the suffering, all the sickness, all the just the garbage that we see, even when we need to go to the cross, even when, like St. Paul, we're stoned and dragged out of the city and presumed to be dead. I love the text of the Acts of the Apostles, because it says, like, right after he's stoned, he gets right back up and goes into the city, which is insane to us. It's like, that's the exact opposite of the direction of peace, and that's where he goes. And yet, on a deeper level, it teaches us something even more profound about the peace that Paul experienced. He is a man totally at peace. He is a man at peace with himself, first of all, a peace with his vocation. So he is at peace with what God has called him to do, with his mission. And he's also a man at peace with God, which is the source of all his strength. He still has a lot of hard work to do for the Lord. He'll be shipwrecked. He'll be probably whipped a couple more times. I mean, he had a hard job. And we're not strangers to this reality, I think. But I often wonder myself, do I have the peace that Paul has? Do I have the peace to get stoned and then get back up and keep on preaching the gospel? You guys aren't going to stone me. But like some people in this world, you know, would stone me for speaking the truth and stone you for speaking the truth. Do we have the peace to allow that to happen to us and then get back up and do it again? To do that, we need a firm conviction that Jesus has accomplished peace once and for all between man and God. He made peace by the blood of his cross. Peace is far from an absence or a void. We're not called to the numb peace of the world. We're called to the battle of love and fidelity that leads to an unshakable peace. We're called to resurrection peace, a peace that must first pass through the cross and the tomb.